This recording, Ontario 21, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Calming It Secure is copyright Douglas N. Honorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time. She was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and giving her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay. When I was a little girl, I had an imaginary friend, and his name was Sam. And it really bothered my parents that I was talking to this imaginary person. And when things would go missing around the house, and obviously I took them, but I would blame it on Sam. So it drove my parents right around the bend. And back then they didn't know how to handle that sort of thing. And it's kind of mean. But in the end, what happened to Sam and how they got rid of Sam was they took us out in a rowboat. I used to go fishing with my dad all the time on Lake Superior. And we went out in the boat, and my dad threw Sam overboard, and that was the end of Sam. Yep. And to this day, my sisters think that was extremely cruel. That child psychologists would never advise a parent to do that. But it worked. It did get rid of Sam, and I don't know if I have any lasting mental effects because of that, but I think that was the end of it. Sam really did stop taking things, yeah, because he was gone. I don't know, I was about probably about 5, maybe, or 4 or 5.